No one would have thought that when David Paradigm Frost was born in Tenterton on the 7th of April 1939, that he would grow up to make a US president apologise. But that is, of course, what he did do.
I would like to hear you say, I think the American people would like to hear you say,
I let down my friends. I let down the country.
David Frost was the son of a Methodist minister and grew up with his two older sisters in Gillingham. He went first to Barnsole Road Primary School in the town before moving on to Gillingham Grammar School. After studying at Cambridge University, he came to television in the early 1960s, presenting the mould-breaking BBC satirical show That Was the Week That Was. With his mocking delivery and use of headline language, he became a national figure. And before long, he found fame in the US, commuting regularly across the Atlantic. His catchphrase, hello, good evening and welcome, was to become much mimicked.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
He developed into a gladiatorial interviewer whose victims included the fraudster Emil Savundra and Enoch Powell. But his greatest coup came in 1979 when he interviewed the disgraced US President Richard Nixon about Watergate and got him to apologise. Sir David was a joint founder of London Weekend Television and one of the famous five presenters come shareholders behind breakfast TV station TVAM, which launched back in 1983. He was joined by Kent TV and radio broadcaster Jeff Clark, who says he was a real gentleman, which is why he was such a good interviewer.
In some ways, he was very gentle. I think some of his success with all his interviews was he wasn't a hard-hitting, interrupting sort of interviewer, as many of us have been at times. He was kind of gentle and helpful, and he did get people to reveal amazing stuff about themselves.
In 1993, he began presenting Breakfast with Frost on the BBC, his first regular weekly show for the corporation since That Was the Week That Was, which ended in 2005 after 500 editions. In 2007, Sir David was interviewed by BBC Radio Kent's Dominic King at the Folkestone Literary Festival, where he was talking about his book Frost Nixon. Dom asked him what he felt he'd achieved over the past 40 years.
One hopes to achieve, as I'm sure you do, Dominic, from interviews, just to get the real thing out of people, what makes people tick and so on. John Smith once said, late Labour leader, once said to me, David, you have a way of asking beguiling questions with potentially lethal consequences. And I said, I'd be happy to have that on my coffin.
Sir David Frost suffered a heart attack on Saturday night aboard the cruise ship the Queen Elizabeth, where he was giving a speech. A family funeral will be held in the near future, and details of a memorial service will be announced in due course. This is Jenny Barsby, reporting for BBC Radio Kent.